At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Closing arguments are expected today in the federal corruption trial of John Wiley Price. The Dallas Morning News reports U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn yesterday expressed skepticism about the government's case against the Dallas County Commissioner. Lynn's allowing the jury to consider all 11 counts against Price, but added she's 99% sure she'll toss out six mail fraud counts, even if the jury finds Price guilty. Prosecutors say Price accepted nearly $1 million in bribes in exchange for insider information and his vote on certain contracts. He's pleaded not guilty. A Texas House committee this week is expected to debate its own version of the bathroom bill, but Christina Martinez reports a new study by an economic analysis firm forecasts a negative financial impact if Senate Bill 6 becomes state law.
According to the report by the Perryman Group, Senate Bill 6 would cost the state $3.3 billion in annual tourism and more than 35,000 full-time jobs in the tourism industry. The bill would regulate bathroom use in government buildings based on a person's sex listed at birth. The proposal would also preempt local non-discrimination ordinances that allow transgender Texans to use public bathrooms that correspond with their gender identity. LGBT advocates, business groups, and tourism officials oppose the bill. They say it's discriminatory and bad for business. But Texas Republicans supporting SB 6 cite security and privacy concerns. This study comes 2 months after PolitiFact Texas found the Texas Association of Business used flawed numbers in their economic impact report of Senate Bill 6. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
State lawmakers filed a host of bills this legislative session aimed at fixing the state foster care system. One proposal would privatize case management by transferring responsibility from the state to nonprofits. John Specia used to head the Family and Protective Services Department. He told a House committee yesterday the state should go ahead with privatization.
We were learning a lot from what's going on in the Fort Worth area. Frankly, we learned a whole lot from the Providence experience. This bill now only allows nonprofits and counties.
Texas has experimented with privatizing foster care before. An effort to contract with Providence Service Corporation in 2013 ultimately failed, but another experiment with the nonprofit ACH Child and Family Services is considered a success in Fort Worth. Now to our American Graduate Initiative, where we cover education each week. Teaching a child how to read at a young age can make a big difference later in life. Several efforts are underway in Tarrant County to improve the literacy skills of the county's youngest children. Stella Chavez has the details.
When Robert Munoz was a kid, he didn't just spend his summers relaxing.
My mom just didn't let us play baseball in the summer or go swimming. But we had to go to the library because my dad was a mailman and was able to be off during the week.
Today, Munoz is vice president for continuing education at Tarrant County College's Trinity River campus. He says those early trips to the library were just the beginning of a lifelong appreciation for books.
I was very lucky, very fortunate, very blessed that I could go check out the Max and each week do that.
Munoz wants to spark that love of reading in kids in Tarrant County. He and other education leaders are making a push to boost literacy skills across the county. The challenge is steep. In the Fort Worth School District, just 3 out of 10 third graders read at grade level. One way the district is tackling this problem, by helping teachers teach kids how to become better readers. Beginning this summer, teachers in Fort Worth and several other Tarrant County school districts will undergo training. Arcelia Leon is with the Fort Worth School District.
So the trainers would come, get trained, they would go back and then train teachers. It's not going to be a one-time deal in the summer and then, you know, good luck, see you later.
It's called the Lone Star Literacy Institute, and it's a partnership with regional education officials and United Way of Tarrant County. Steve Chapman is superintendent of the Hearst-Euless Bedford School District, one of the districts participating in this summer's training. He says districts struggle with high-quality training for teachers of early grade levels. Chapman's been in the education business 33 years and says the best teachers used to be placed in the grades where students took state standardized tests. He says that's changed.
And now what we're seeing is we need to also have our very best teachers in those early grade levels, because we talk a lot about remediation, about intervention, but if we really get the literacy thing right, we're talking about prevention.
Chapman says it's important for schools to partner with community organizations to help build kids' reading skills. Last fall, a coalition of education, business, civic, and nonprofit leaders teamed up to form the Fort Worth Literacy Partnership. Their goal, to get 100% of third graders in the Fort Worth district to read at grade level by 2025. The United Way has something called Reading Oases, designated areas for families in 21 Tarrant County schools. These nooks encourage parents to work with their children on their literacy skills. There's also an online resource for parents, videos that some Tarrant County schools are using.
Rosie, let's read a book before you take a nap, okay? Which book do you want to read?
Called Ready Rosie, the videos teach parents in English and Spanish how they can help their children to read and think critically. In one of the videos, a dad reads a book to his daughter named Rosie, but he tries to start the book in the middle.
No.
Well, why can't I read it from here?
Because it's not the beginning.
It's not the beginning. It's in the middle. You're right. We know from the beginning of the book, we look at the cover of the book, and then we turn the page from there. Very good. Okay, let's really get started.
Educators in Tarrant County say they're doing their part to boost literacy skills, but they want families to play a bigger role in getting their kids to read, too. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
In the forecast, partly sunny skies today, a 20% chance of rain and a high near 81, overnight low around 65, partly sunny again tomorrow with a high near 83. 65 degrees in Dallas, 64 in Fort Worth.